Some of the bills that we passed this week was HB 1685. That was to eliminate the state's sales tax on groceries, which will go in effect January 1st of 2026. We also passed HB 1312, which is increasing the per pupil funding for our public schools, which is an increase of 5%. So starting in 2025-2026 school year, that funding will start at $8,162 per child. We also adopted a proposed constitutional amendment, the Citizens Only Voting Amendment. This gets approved by the Senate. It will appear on the November 26th ballot. It proposes a only U.S. citizens who meet voter qualifications may vote in state and local elections. Finally, the House floor passed the Revenue Stabilization Act, or RSA, for the 2025-2026 year. That will be presented to us on Monday, and we should have a vote on it probably Tuesday or Wednesday. That's the state's budget that was proposed by the governor in November. We had some committee action this week, House state agencies, the library board elimination bill that failed in the state agency committee. Also, I know I have had a lot of phone calls with folks about the Buffalo River and being a co-sponsor of that bill. We worked on an amendment with the Senate and the governor and so forth to leave the Buffalo River and the Maumelle watershed moratoriums alone. And now the governor is on board, and I expect her to sign the bill.